You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, Season 11, Episode 2, Angel Muffin is over, but we are just getting started here on Post Show Recaps talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm Josh Wigler. I am joined here by a man who would always call Angel Muffin by name in an emergency, Akiva Winokur. Akiva, in push comes to shove, you could say it. You could say the words.
A.M.?
Yeah. Oh, is that as far as you can take it?
I could do it.
Antonio, like, Mazzaro?
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to, like, I could say it. By the end of this episode, I will have said it once.
Look, it's the name of the episode. Just, like, justify it that way. Like, you have to, like, you know. I mean, I guess I could take it for the team. I feel confident enough saying Angel Muffin.
That's two. We'll have a count. We have a counter on the screen.
Okay, running right counter of how many times we say Angel Muffin in this episode.
Yes, that's three. Right now you're at two. I'm at zero. And okay. Our guest is at zero, but also at zero words. We haven't introduced
him
yet.
Well, let's see how many times our guest will be willing to say the words Angel Muffin on the podcast. This week, legend in the post-show recaps, patron community, the proprietor of the Wario Casino herself. Her name is echoed in the halls of Valhalla as QFD. Deidre, come on down.
Hello, Angel Muffins.
Okay, so that's one.
Yes. Technically plural, so maybe one and a half.
Now, Deidre, coming in, having freshly watched Curb, you watched what? You watched this episode like 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago?
I think I watched it around noon. So, yeah, it was
like 4 hours removed right now.
Yeah.
And Deidre, you're also in the process of adopting a dog. And I see that you're now having like this like crisis of conscience where you have to name the dog Angel Muffin now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now that I've made the Curb podcast, which would make my entire family, including my dad in heaven, just so, so pleased. I feel like I have to somehow honor this momentous occasion.
By naming your upcoming dog Angel Muffin.
Angel Murphy.
Does your dog have a name yet?
Yeah, I'm naming him Murphy.
Oh, it's very easy to tack Angel on in the front.
Yeah, Angel Murphy. Angel Murphins.
Angel Murphins is really good.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I would
like to name somebody's dog one day, by the way.
That's a great idea.
Akiva, that's your next version of the baby Rowan cat.
So Robin Akiva name a puppy feels like that's Renap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva name a puppy.
Oh, that's good. Can I tell you the problem right now? This was pitched a couple times in the early going. I think someone, I won't say who, said no. I think they said no to this idea. But maybe I'll ask again. Sometimes I'll say no to something and I'll say yes a year later.
All right.
You know, you're just in a different mood some days.
So we're complex people. Yeah. We have the ability to change our opinions.
Yeah. Akiva, I have a pretty strong idea for you, I think.
Okay.
I think that you and Rob should back pocket Rob and Akiva, name a puppy for like a week where you're both fairly low energy and you need to phone it in.
Yeah.
And have Deidre come on and ultimately name the puppy Murphy. And bank on the fact that nobody listened to this podcast in the day.
So it's almost like a rerun. We're reusing. Yeah. That's where we're at in podcasting. We're reusing content for
just assume
podcasts.
That no one listened to this episode of the Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast and then drop Rob and Akiva name a puppy with Deidre with no discussion about how this was already like ironed out.
I mean,
before.
You've come up with the coin flip so many times that like you could very much wheel jam this in.
It's a good idea also because it's evergreen. Like maybe one week will go away and it'll just be like that, you know, dogs are forever.
Yeah, they really are.
Sometimes they get hit by cars.
Yeah.
No.
Poor Angel Muffin. But in what's you know, hit by a car is extreme, makes it sound worse than it was. It was a grazing.
Angel Muffins only got grazed
Angel
by the
Muffin
car.
was grazed.
But they fully make you think that Angel Muffins has gone into the beyond.
They play it pretty harshly, Akiva. It feels like the Foley guy had a lot of fun making it sound like a full crunching. It was pretty rough.
I like so looked bad. Away for a second, and I don't know if I've watched too much TV, but I'm like, you know what? They didn't go hard enough for it to be dead. That was like what my mind thought at that time.
Yeah. I mean, Keith, it is HBO, but like, is HBO really going to show a mangled dog corpse on Sunday night prime time?
Oh man! But even not if they want if they want to keep Dylan O'Brien in the family.
Not if they want those Emmys.
Yeah, maybe Dylan O'Brien hates dogs. By the way, I don't think that's really his band in this episode. Also,
I would expect not.
The name of his band is literally called Dylan O'Brien and the Entrails.
And the Entrails, yeah.
So now I'm concerned of whose or what's entrails.
Whose entrails concerned. Those are? Yeah. I feel like we probably could have done better with Dylan O'Brien's band name. But Dylan O'Brien, the question that we had batted around last week, Keeve, of who are they going to get for young Larry? I think if we had like stayed on the line long enough, Dylan O'Brien's name, I do feel like would have come up at like hour three. I feel like
it's a great point. If we had come up with, if I needed to come up with 20 people, I definitely would have said his name.
Yeah.
I was really only going Jews. Dylan O'Brien is not a Jew for young Larry.
Yeah.
But I'll say, cause now they're going for almost an all Gentile cast that Larry David, one of the greatest, you know, like one of the most Jewish celebrities like at this point. But I didn't think of it, but I know Dylan O'Brien, even though I don't think I've ever seen his work before this. He's the
you
star
couldn't
of the
have named his your favorite project of his.
Well, I think he's the star. He's star of the Maze Runner, Teen Wolf on HBO, a bunch of other stuff, Transformers. Yeah. But I know him because he's like there's a lot of celebrity sports fans that are like casuals. And, you know, listen, if you're an actor working on a movie, they're not going to like shut down the set because like the Bengals are playing on Sunday, you know. So like you have to, but Dylan O'Brien is one of the rare celebrity sports fans that like knows like all the Mets minor leaguers and is like a diehard Jets and Mets fan.
Interesting.
That like could hold a conversation.
So that's why we know it's not just that he's a diehard sports fan, it's that he's a diehard Jets Mets fan.
Diehard Jets and Mets guy. Like we could probably get him
all right, let's prioritize. I'm writing this down.
Well, I told
I mean, I'm honored that I made it to the podcast before Dylan
O'Brien. I don't want to, you know, dox anybody, but we were trying to get Dylan O'Brien on the podcast and we had to sub Deidre in pretty last minute for DOB.
What's the doxing there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to because I have his email address. So let me Dylan dot. Oh, no, sorry. All right. So I'm writing this down. We want to get Dylan O'Brien before Av and Chester get.
But we'll be satisfied if we can get a Logan Lerman or a Dylan Minnette instead.
I think I would have gone for I think I would have picked Logan Lerman or Dylan Minnette before Dylan O'Brien for young Larry.
I don't think I realized that they were three different people until today.
I have
it's a good question.
Two. I searched Dylan O'Brien on Twitter. He's very active on Twitter and dogs to see if he's really a big dog fan.
Anything? Any crossover other than Curb stuff?
Okay, so there's four dog tweets. One is about hot dogs on the 4th of July last year.
Oh no, that doesn't count.
No.
One is in April of 2018, calling John Krasinski a dog. For directing A Quiet Place.
Wow.
That's in, a like, celebrity wait, Twitter feud him, I wasn't expecting.
He called him a dog for directing?
It's like a like shocked emoji. Arguably the most impressive thing, there's a lot about A Quiet Place, is how truly visceral it is. Masterclass in filmmaking. Physically, my back hurts. Emotionally cried so much, it ruins you. It's in the best way. What a gem. Amazing work by everyone at John Krasinski. You dog, you.
You dog, you.
You wow. dog.
I mean,
yeah. That's the highest praise you can
yeah.
get.
Yeah. That's a good tweet. Likes.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This still in O'Brien. And then his other tweets were something about Maze Runner movie. Happy 4th. He loves the 4th of July, this guy. That's 7 years earlier on July 2013.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to my dog, Maggie. She's 15 today. Not going to list that, Maggie, because that was 8 years ago.
Ooh.
He also had a tweet from July 2012. Just saw my last tweet. Guess I'm doing free dog food endorsements. Hashtag slap that knee.
Okay, slap that knee.
Slap it indeed.
Yeah, get that paper. Get that dog money. We love Dylan O'Brien's authentic appreciation of the dogs.
I mean, as a dog person myself, and as I believe the sole dog person on this podcast panel, we do stand.
Listen,
saying someone's not a dog person, like, we just don't own dogs right
that's
now.
That's it. Like, I think it's very important that we're really clear about that.
Yeah.
Technically, I don't own a dog right now either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just have to be really clear just in case. Yes. Like, Akiva and I are not coming on here being like, F the dogs. Like,
not at
no.
all.
No. This is not an anti dog podcast. It's
God
just,
forbid. No.
No.
It's just hosted by a cat person. And Kiev, I think you're not an animal person.
Yeah.
I'm just not Akiva, a take care of animal person.
You can just like say and I'll move us along if you want me to get you out of this.
I like for people to take care of me and like dogs. You take care of them. I'm looking for more people to take care of me. Unless
that's a fair point.
Fair.
That's a really really good point. I feel like we're talking a lot about things that are like tangentially related to this week's Curb Your Enthusiasm, but perhaps not the episode itself. And I guess I'll go with my opinion first.
Okay. Be brave.
Wish me luck. Okay.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Cause I really liked last week. So I was like bummed and I came on here and you guys didn't like it as much. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of my least favorite episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep.
I was so bored. That was the problem. I was so bored. Deidre, sorry we brought you on for the boring one.
Yeah, I was not bored. I mean, to me, this was a perfectly average Curb episode, which is to say like an above average TV comedy. But I mean, there's some like not so great stuff. But,
what
it's
will
a
you remember
bit of
about this episode, Deidre? And like,
I'm going to remember Angel Muffins. And I'm definitely going to remember Larry's continued saga with toilet situations worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah. There was like a lot of, Akiva, I feel like for like an episode that I would classify as pretty boring, like a lot of things happened.
There's a lot of plot.
I feel like there were like 12 individual things that like, that could have like been an episode.
Yeah.
That they like gave us like little slices of like deli turkey or whatever, like but like not like the actual meal. It's like
I think
these 12 individual
operates.
Slices with nothing else are going to they're not going to satisfy. And
we
I feel
thought
like,
last week was a setup episode, right, Josh?
And they totally burned the whole setup by the end of
they
this.
I
feel like they destroyed it. Young Larry
like a new
is
season
gone.
Next week.
Young Larry's gone. What does that mean? Because like they trashed the Netflix show by the end of this,
or at least
I
Netflix.
I think they're just
like,
going to end
Netflix
up taking it, to another network. I think this is still.
Oh,
a
should we do a
episode.
Network draft? Can we do a network draft? Yeah,
oh.
We should do that right now. We should do that right now. Let's stop down. So Netflix, Netflix is out. Netflix is done.
Let's see. We've got Hulu.
Yeah,
we've got HBO.
Spoil the draft, DJ.
Okay, I'm just naming them for the options of the
we
pool.
We might be dumb
Akiva.
And not know them.
So how do we want to do this? Do you want to do snake draft?
We'll do snake. Deidre's our guest. She can go first since she knows all the names.
Deidre, do you want to go first or do you want a different position in the draft?
I'll go second.
Okay, so Deidre will go second.
I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to drafts.
We'll just tell you when it's your pick.
All right, Deidre. So how about Deidre, you pick a number one or two, and then I'll say, or Akiva, how about you say, and then whichever
we're
one.
This complicated.
Yeah, I know.
Whichever yeah, what
hold
is
on.
This?
Deidre, pick a number one or two and don't say it. And Akiva, you guess it. And if got you it, get it right, you can choose okay. if you're first or third.
Perfect. So this okay, is just to so choose first or third.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, Deidre, did you make a selection?
Yeah, I have chosen a number between
Beautiful.
One and two.
Okay. I'm saying that Deidre picked two.
I did pick two.
Okay, so you get to choose wherever first. You want to be, Keith.
I'm going to go first. And what okay. we'll say four rounds?
Yeah.
We each get four picks? Okay. Yeah. So 12 pick draft.
Oh, this is great.
All right, I'm going to go meta first, and I'm going to go with HBO.
Okay. Yeah?
That track. Okay.
I think that makes sense. I would like to see HBO lampoon itself, but it's going to be a very soft lampooning.
Yes.
Yeah, HBO doesn't take
They're
kindly.
Not going to go hard enough on themselves. Like, they're not going to, like, character assassinate Game of Thrones, for example.
Yeah, he's not going to be
Which is
he's
absolutely
not be like,
what they should do, but
right.
they
he's not going to be like, we're not going to mess up the ending like you guys did.
Right,
like
which
that.
Would be spectacular.
Mm-hmm. And also, where does Curb Your Enthusiasm exist in the world of fake HBO,
oh, man,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
It's tricky.
I want to know. Okay, HBO, number one draft pick in the mm-hmm. Where is Young Larry going to go next draft? Mm-hmm. Deidre, you've got the next pick.
So I think I'm going to go CBS Viacom.
Whoa, like, okay.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So it could be on CBS, the channel, or Paramount Plus, and you get it. You're picking the whole parent company.
It's, wow. The That's parent company pick, also owns Showtime, so I'm trying to cover some.
That's not bad. Then you're real. That's a great pick then.
It's a mighty Showtime pick. Too. That's a mighty pick. Well, then I think for that reason, I have to go with Disney.
Oh, no.
Disney, okay, that's good.
Disney is going to get Disney Plus. Disney, I think, is going to get you Hulu.
ABC, okay. ESPN, although I don't know why Young Larry would be there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why it would be on Disney Plus either, Akiva.
I'm taking the full Disney lot. Okay. And then I think we probably should only do one more round because now we're like destroying.
Yeah, especially now that we've discussed the mergers.
Unless you want to start getting into Tubi. You want to get like Pluto TV on here, Akiva?
Was CISO still around when they did
Quibi?
Two-round draft.
And then I'll grab Amazon.
That's a good pick. I was going to go Amazon.
Because like Larry is going to talk about how he and Bezos are both bald, so like you can trust them.
Yes.
So give me Disney and Amazon.
I could genuinely see that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't see Apple signing away the like rights to them existing in this universe.
Yeah.
But if there is a show that could pull it off, I think it's Larry David. He has carte blanche. He can do whatever he wants.
Tends to do what he wants. Whether or not he can, he just does.
He does, yeah. He takes the billionaire privilege and he runs with it.
Yeah. All right, Akiva.
So I got the last pick.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about Hulu. I think that would be funny to go from Netflix to Hulu, but then it's
you could still pick it and then we would both just get it, though, is the thing.
I'm going to go even more outside the box. I'm going to say Larry starts his own streaming service and puts it on there.
Okay.
A Spite streamer.
What is the Larry streamer called?
It's called Spite.
Spite. Yeah, Spite's good. I'll say
Spite
Laffer.
TV? Spite TV?
Spite TV is not bad. I would say Laffer with two Fs. Laffer. With two Fs. That's
okay.
Fine.
I'm writing all this down. Because I think like if we're just done with Young Larry, then what? We're done with Maria Sophia already?
I don't think so.
No.
There's no way.
That's not how Curb operates. They give you these like breadcrumbs in the beginning of the season every year where you're like, how in the world are all of these things going to come together? And then by the time that the finale rolls around, it all wraps up into a perfect little bow.
But it felt like, Akiva, that like they did that this episode. It felt like they like took the things from last week and basically just like set them all on fire this week. And for me, and what like, I don't know, I don't know that I laughed once the whole episode.
Yeah,
no, I was kind of watching the show just being like,
Yeah, it was more, they were going more for interesting than funny, but as you said, it was also boring. So it's like, there was a lot of plot, but it was like very basic Larry stuff a lot of times where it's like, the tone is a little different than previous seasons, you could sort of tell. It's a little bit less mean-spirited than in past seasons, I think. But Larry's also like almost, you know, through two episodes, almost always in the right. Like the toilet was broken, and I mean, he was wrong about that in the end, but like, he didn't like it only because somebody lied to him.
Deidre, do you feel like Larry is more right than wrong so far? Like, if he had to, like, if it's like pass fail each episode, did he pass last week? Did he pass this week? How are you grading him so far?
I don't think he does pass. I think, like, the one thread that just sticks at me the most, where Larry is pure wrong, is the billionaire Larry David asking people for like chump change for for Mary Ferguson to AKA Deuce to pay for the steak and for whatever that guy's name from last episode with the jeweler shop to pay for the golf trip. He is a billionaire, like, and everybody around him recognizes it. And like, yeah, sure. Like, don't take advantage of your friends just because they're rich. But like, to some extent, like, Larry is being very rude with his money, as he usually does, but, you know.
Was he out of line with Mary Ferguson too, Akiva? Did he need to, like, over the stakes? Were the stakes too low for this plot line with Mary Ferguson?
It is interesting because we see him right away. He doesn't know her. We met her last week. It's interesting because, like, if you pay for a meal, do you have the right to the leftovers is like a topic people have debated before. And it's like, no, you don't have the right to someone else's leftovers. But now it's like, well, I'm not taking this home for me, which she doesn't need to share, but she does. Like, now it's tricky. And I think they both have good points. Like, Larry said people should take precedence over dogs. And she said, sure. Like, you know, I mean, she doesn't say that, but like, sure,
she
if you were my husband,
will take
if you were my husband,
over someone I just met.
Right. This is my dog. You're a stranger.
Right.
But he could go back over the top, like a stranger who's paying for your expensive meal. No
True.
Longer a stranger. And you're dating my best friend and a guy who lives in my house for free.
Yeah, it's not like an outright stranger. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Deidre, as a soon-to-be dog owner, where do you land on this argument of do pets take precedent over people when they're strangers?
I definitely think so. Yeah. I mean, I think you have to protect your family, and that includes
your animal.
Your animals.
Yeah. Your angel muffins.
Yes, your angel muffins.
Yeah. Well, I felt like that was like one thing, and then like we once again like get back into the territory of like Jeff the philanderer, which is always such a weird note, I feel like, of like Jeff's many affairs.
Yes.
Like they did this what I don't remember which season they did that.
All
with.
Of them.
But it's like
Jeff
very
Garland
subtle. Like
himself, feels to be over it this time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you remember that thing where like Jeff's always cheating, but like it doesn't come up. It comes up once in a while, but it's never like a main plot line, even in an episode, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Yeah. It's always a little odd, but then they like, so they get back into like Jeff the philanderer this week. And so like, that's like part of the reason why LD has to go undercover at the dentist, but he also needs to be at the dentist. And then they're like mapping that on to like the sticking like the pieces of tissue in the ear, which is mapped on to the Dylan O'Brien stuff. And so like it's all doing like that classic Curb thing of like connecting from thing to thing to thing. But for whatever reason, like, I don't know, it just all felt like really slight. It just felt like sort of like a paper chain of C+, you know,
a tissue paper in the ear.
Yeah.
Chain.
Yeah. Oh, that's evocative. I don't love it.
I agree with everything you said. I think it was like we were just bouncing around like a ping pong ball. Again, another like 36-minute episode. So it wasn't like they just didn't have time. Like sometimes a sitcom will have a lot of good ideas, but not time to explore them. Like we have infinite amount of time if they're doing 35-minute, 40-minute episodes. But yeah, it's like everything is like you just be wrapped up in 2 seconds, or there's a lot of like telling but not showing.
Yeah.
You know, like hey, you know that girl, whatever, like, oh yeah, we. And like she had the abortion last week. Also, like that happened very recently, which I was talking about. And it's like, oh, there's like talking about something that happened.
He's
10 years
a little
ago,
bit,
you know,
flippant for it to have literally happened last week.
Yeah, it's like an out loud. This is a restaurant conversation.
At the top of their lungs, they're always shouting in these restaurants.
Yeah,
rival managers must love it. Like Jeff is like, you know, like they're gonna paint him. You know, Variety and the Hollywood Reporter, like it's gonna be on the cover. It's
as trash as all of the Jeff adultery abortion stuff is, like some of his throwaway moments like did genuinely make me chuckle.
Like what?
Well, his dad dancing at the concert is like just truly so spectacular because it's exactly how every Jewish dad dances.
Yes.
And then also my favorite line, I think, from him was when Dylan Minnette, no, not Dylan Minnette, Dylan O'Brien. Was saying how he invented a restaurant that you can eat outside at a patio with your dog. And Jeff and Larry were like, no, that's literally every restaurant you can take your dog to. And he says, name one other restaurant. And Jeff just shouts, Burger King. And it changes to the next scene.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, yeah. I actually thought Dylan O'Brien was decent. I thought he was like pretty good. I think that we probably are like he's not whoever is going to be in like the young Larry seat, Akiva. Like this is this is like the Ben Stiller. This isn't the David Schwimmer. Like whoever's like sort of like the end game young Larry, I think is still to come.
Yeah, do we see Dylan O'Brien again? Probably not, right? That was probably a one episode
thing. Maybe, but like in a for sure adversarial way.
Oh, in like episode 10 or something.
Yeah, like not in like they like patch this up and like he comes in and he's like, all right, like we, you know, now I understand a little bit of why like the Angel Muffin thing happened. Like they're not, I don't think that they're going to heal that rift.
There is
no, he's going to be one of those. Yeah. He's going to be one of those stereotypical Curb guys that like comes back in like you wronged me and now I'm going to hold it over you.
Yeah.
They'll do something sometimes where it's like the next episode will start with like Jeff saying like, hey, did you hear like Dylan O'Brien feels really bad and he's back in. And, you know, it was just a big understanding like with Netflix. So, you know, they're, you know, come back. They want to do it again. Like one of those, it's possible, could be resolved again.
But I think that, like, if there's going to be, like, a more recurring adversary, I think it's, like, probably Don Jr. Like, I feel like Don Jr. we haven't seen the last of. I think that Larry made a powerful enemy in Don Jr. in Netflix. You think we've seen the last of Don Jr., Deidre?
I don't think...
Are they
going
to build out like
guarantee.
A whole, like the whole like Trump analog? Like, so like, he's going to go to CBS Viacom is the next stop.
I'm not ready for CBS Viacom Ivanka.
And it's run by Ivanka.
Yeah, I'm not ready for this.
To Eric at Disney.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Like the Trump thing, that is scary. That idea that's possible. But I also think it is possible like that every episode they go to a different streamer or.
Well, it's like a different.
Don Jr. keeps calling Netflix the network, which I don't think that's what they call it at all. It's not a network, but they keep saying that. That was probably like because the show's improvised, like a weird thing that just happened that nobody caught.
Yeah.
Not a network at all.
You could like probably fix that in ADR. So like, why are they just leaving that in? I don't know. In like their alternate
universe. I think
we're
spending more. Sometimes I think we spend more time talking about the show than they spend. Like,
than they do working on it. Yeah.
Like, analyzing. Like at least I'm sure they're like great with like. You know, editing and whatever, but like the actual content, I think sometimes they're like not losing sleep over. I don't know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I know today that for the very first time in her entire life, Deidre was exposed to the song Peaches by the president of the United States of America.
So out of context,
by Dylan O'Brien, and
congrats on not being born in the '80s.
Yeah, and the entrails. Yeah, I narrowly escaped that key of being born in 1990.
You just missed it. Yeah.
So having experienced this song completely out of context, but very deep in PSR world.
You were just thinking about Lost and the PTA. Yeah,
the lyrics are extremely specific to the this being a time traveling Ray Mullen Lindelof for Down the Hatch.
Yeah, peaches.
I'm moving to the country.
Can.
I'm going to eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah,
canned peaches being put there by a man.
Yeah,
this peaches is Ray Mullen.
Are you
the peach man?
Are you? Do you know Lump? The song Lump.
I've heard.
If she
of
does
it.
Know peaches, she does. I don't think she knows Lump. Know Sing Lump if you know Lump, Deidre.
I don't.
Yeah,
Lump's out alone. Yeah,
on a there's not a marsh. Is there an equivalent band?
Do you know Gunk
for...
by Weird Al, Akiva?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I wonder if there's an equivalent band of like, because the presidents of the United States of America were very popular, but not like that serious. I guess like Bare Naked Ladies a little bit after
presidents
them.
Of the United States of America were they were a two hit wonder. They had Lump.
Peaches and,
Lump.
Peaches.
Yeah, Peaches
but
and
I'm
Lump.
But I'm sure like that album sold like 15 million copies. Or, you know, like, like they were very big for a minute. And I sometimes will like sing that song in my head. My kids know that song just from me singing it around the house.
How
if
they...
the equivalent is the Bare Naked Ladies, the Bare Naked Ladies, I did have two of their albums on CD.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't, I Bare Naked Ladies, I think is like in a, is like in a different stratosphere than the presidents of the United States.
Yes. They got bigger and also had a much longer,
more time. Enduring. Yeah. But
I think
how
perhaps
they,
the quality is there too.
How did they land on Peaches for, Akiva, do you think this is like a Dylan O'Brien note? It's like, I want to play Peaches. Like I want to
maybe should I Google and see if he's ever tweeted about Peaches?
Yeah, please do a quick search between Dylan O'Brien and Peaches. I would love to
and
know.
Like, well, that's the only thing we see his band sing, right? Like I assume they're a cover band, but we don't see a second song. Like, were they doing all Presidents of the United States of America? Were they going into like Closing Time next or like Matchbox 20?
Yeah. This is probably the funniest thing to me was just the fact that like in the year 2021 on Curb Your Enthusiasm, someone had the idea to include the Presidents of the United States song Peaches. It was just that you couldn't I could not have bingo carded that one out. Like there was just no world where that was happening. What's Cheryl doing at this concert?
I still don't remember what she actually said she was doing.
She had like a friend who is his manager or something like that.
Oh, yeah, his publicist.
Yeah.
Basically, they just needed an excuse to get Cheryl in there to talk about the towels.
Is this like, are we like now like planting the Cheryl flag early, Keeve? Like, are we like reintroducing Cheryl so that she'll have more of a role this season? Or is this just like kind of like you're obligatory? You have to have Cheryl Hines on. There's no better time. Let's just like throw her in here at the concert. Or do you think like we're going back to the Cheryl well.
I think it's like they're very limited ideas for Cheryl. They don't like they can't always do a relationship like will they or won't they with Larry or Ted.
They've burned it at this point. Last
they burned it.
Last season would have been the time to do it.
Wait, I have an idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What if Larry and Cheryl reconnect and he calls her Angel Muffin?
Oh, no.
That would be good. That would be funny.
That's when
he's
able to
say
it.
6-4 right now, by the way. I think Deidre to Josh saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm winning. I'm winning.
Are you still tracking
it? I'm still tracking it. Yeah, but okay. I think they are out of ideas. She's going to be in 3-4 episodes minimum just because she is Cheryl Hines. She's literally in the credits, right? Like, I don't know what they do with her if it's not relationship-based. I don't know, maybe she'll start dating Dylan O'Brien. Or what if
dating young what
young Larry?
What about Don Jr.? What if she dates Don Jr.? Would
oh,
that be worse?
No. Yeah.
No, I definitely think she's gonna come back dating whoever is playing young Larry, whether it's Dylan O'Brien or whoever we switch to.
What if that's the thing? Is that like the whole purpose of the young Larry storyline wasn't to like track this show that Larry and Jeff are going to develop, but was to introduce the idea of a younger Larry David that is going to usurp Larry's life. We already last week, Akiva, got the flag planted on old Larry with him smashing into the window, into the glass door. Is this going to be a time of two Larry David seasons?
We already had that last year with the John Hamm.
Spring and summer, or summer and winter.
Yeah, That's a great question. I'm like, again, this was a setup episode, like even less than last week, but like nothing happened. But I'm still optimistic going forward for like they have planted a lot of seeds. Maybe this will all smush together at some point, you know?
I watched it with Emily. Emily fell asleep. She was so bored.
It was a little boring. I don't blame her.
You know, we had just like walked out of like a fairly riveting Succession. And watched Curb right after.
None of you laughed at the concept of Larry having specifically a large rock in his backyard that he specifically uses for aging towels.
I thought that was pretty funny, but also like just like totally like what was the towel stuff that was happening?
So weird.
There was so much towel stuff out of nowhere.
That was like another
ratty towel.
It was another C plus on the string. It was like, what is the ratty towel storyline?
I think like the best Curb should be doing like once an episode someone mentioning the towels, not four times in 4 minutes. You know, you're like beating the joke over and over again. Like that should have been brought up last week and then this week. And then like each person keeps bringing it up instead of just like it coming to a head by the end of this episode.
The towel was amusing to me just because like I know one person who's like very, very, very precious about his towels. All of Larry's talking points to like the exact phrasing to like,
oh yeah, the pot versus rub,
to like the tenor of the arguments, like sort of like the indignance that was going on. My friend would be like modeling all of that.
We've all had those kinds of arguments. It's just a matter of what is it about.
Yeah,
it's probably not ratty towels, but like we all have that thing that we're very particular about.
What's that?
And we have the logic.
What's that thing that you have that like you would rather people like talk about your quality as a human being rather than like bringing up your thing? Like that's Larry's point, is like, say what you will about me, but leave my towels out of it.
I don't know what mine would be. I don't necessarily surround myself with ratty things. I try to surround myself with the nicest things because you should treat yourself.
I definitely surround myself with ratty stuff to my spouse's chagrin. We want to talk about the dentist's office.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
Deidre's had some recent dental work. I don't want to trigger you, Deidre.
There was some dental inaccuracy in this episode, but we don't need to get into it.
We could get into it if you want. Like, what's going on? What did they miss?
I mean, that's just not how crowns work. You can't like leave the dentist with your like the core of your tooth exposed to the universe. Yeah.
If you offend the dentist enough, maybe.
Yeah, that seems like a malpractice suit still.
Yeah.
But yeah, having this episode immediately go into tooth pain this week was a lot. And then it was dogs. And I was like, is there a reason that this is happening for me this week?
Yeah.
Did I do something to the universe?
Do either of you have like memorable music moments at the dentist? Like, is dentist music really a thing?
Because you know what normal people do when they go to the dentist? They bring their own headphones.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that a thing you're supposed to do?
Yes.
I've never thought to do that. That's such a good idea.
Yeah. So my dentist has TVs in each little room that have HGTV on mute. So you have something to look at if you want. But they let you wear earphones or headphones, however you like. And typically, I don't listen to so much music. I'm much more of a podcast person, which shouldn't be surprising. But I cannot laugh at the dentist while there are drills in my mouth. So we go for the music while we're at the dentist. So I have my podcast for the ride to and from the dentist, and then we have the specific playlist of music that we put on at the dentist.
Akiva, I feel like I've been screwing up the dentist my entire life, that I haven't like really had like a dentist strategy. Like, how am I going to entertain myself at the dentist? I feel like I've wasted hours of my life now.
It's one of the few places these days where you can sort of be stuck with your own thoughts for an extended period of time, and that's frightening, right? So,
yeah.
Like, at my dentist, I've said it's like they let you pick your own music, but there's no TV. It can be very boring if you're having a long procedure. It's really one of the worst places, and it's boring.
I will say
episode of Curb.
I will say that like one thing that I hate about the dentist. It's not the pain. The pain is whatever. How is it much different than the pain in other doctors' appointments and stuff like that? But one thing that really does bug me about the dentist is the chatty dentist.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going. The thing that bothers me most about
the dentist who's like trying like
the drill.
Yeah, the chatty dentist really is a lot. And like I say, this is like I had a family friend as my dentist for basically my whole life, and I love him to death. But sometimes like he would just be cracking me up because he would just like be trying to talk to me about all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, come on, I can't respond to you. I've got all this shit in my mouth. Like, what am I supposed to say? I understood Larry's plight at the end of the episode of like, I just gotta like stuff my ears with stuff and zone out here at the dentist. It's too much.
Yeah, I think that now that the internet exists, I think the concept of the dentist try to talk to you while there's things in your mouth and you can't talk back is very much actually like a Jerry Seinfeld type joke.
Yeah.
Where it like was a thing in the 90s, but now that the internet exists, like I think the dentists like actually do read things on the internet like the rest of us, and they know that we hate it. So they don't tend to do it anymore.
But this dentist doesn't know. He's like an old guy who doesn't have the internet probably.
He might not have the internet. This is potentially true.
Speaking of the internet, do we have any results on Dylan O'Brien and Peach tweets?
Yeah, no, I forgot about that.
Nothing. Total blank. I tried.
Wasteland.
Yeah.
Wasteland.
That's a big disappointment.
That is disappointing. Mm-hmm. Do we think
you don't want to search Dylan O'Brien presidents of the United States? That's a garbage fire waiting to happen.
I'm trying to think of other lingering things from this episode. Do we think there will be a Mary Ferguson 3?
Yes.
Oh yeah. We might get the 5 or 6, honestly.
Yeah. Do we think we'll get one for every episode of the season?
I would love that. Might.
That would be very
Mary
funny,
Ferguson's.
Honestly.
Yeah. 10 Mary Ferguson's.
I love it. Yeah. What Larry said about it's so effing hard to find effing Mary Ferguson's Larry. That cracked me up.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about the toilet at all.
We haven't talked about a lot of things still. I have many notes that enjoyed this episode.
We haven't talked about the toilet. The falling toilet seat is absolutely a problem. Like it is for sure a problem. There's
I wouldn't know.
There's no universe where you wind up in Larry's final position on the toilet.
There's a cartoon where Larry's standing on the toilet.
Larry David will do absolutely effing anything to sit on a public toilet seat is what I'm learning.
There's just no world where that, like at a certain point, it is, you're trying to be a good person. You want to like keep the lid up. At a certain point, the lid wants to be down and you have to respect what the public toilet wants to do.
Yeah. He also could have just used the bathroom with the toilet seat down.
Right.
And like, you know, he did have that option.
He
could have stood. If it was wet down, it wouldn't go up.
He could have stood. He keeps the lid down. He doesn't have to feel good about it.
Yeah.
But
this
like,
is the difference between civilized and uncivilized.
Yeah, this is Larry wiling out pretty hard as he's standing on the toilet, peeing down into the toilet.
He's like crouched.
Yeah. I was very worried, actually, about how that was going to go. And so the janitor is the liar is what we come to find out.
Yeah.
That's a potential problem.
I don't think we're going to see more of this janitor.
Seems like he works at a lot of different establishments.
He does. He might work at all the TV studios.
Yeah. Did you know that Los Angeles is a small town that has one janitor?
Yeah, there's only the one.
That's why he's lying, because Netflix is saying like, hey, can you clean it? He's saying, sure, but he's at the dentist office and he's at, you know, he's all over town. Of course he's not cleaning.
No.
He's not a liar. He's just, you know, hamstrung by, he can only be in one place at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cleaning so many toilets around greater Los Angeles.
Deja, run down the list of things we haven't talked about that you enjoyed that you want. Like, let's do like top five on the board. Top five things that we haven't talked about that you would be mad if we left without addressing.
I'm not sure I even have five, but my top one is the fact that Larry decides the fake name that he's going to give Angel Muffin because he cannot call the dog Angel Muffin. Dumpster.
Dumpster.
Okay. And so I got a text from my brother that
Dumpster's
says,
a good name.
Larry is such a putz. What kind of a name is Dumpster?
Dumpster's a good name for a dog. I like
it's that. It's not.
Dumpster's great. Dumpster's cute.
But the great quote was when he was talking about finding Angel Muffin in the dumpster. And then he just randomly goes, I had ravioli all over me.
That was
one of my things. I like the image of Larry covered in ravioli in the dumpster.
Ravioli is hard to imagine how that gets all over you, Akiva. what physically had to happen for you to be like covered in ravioli? Are you wearing Velcro? How is it adhering to you?
It is a great question. I also like that Dylan, by the way, just goes with dumpster. He does not have a problem with
loves
the name.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Larry's
telling the story, and I just love, without missing a beat, Dylan O'Brien's reaction. She's like, that's messed up. That's effed up. he was really locked in. He was like leaning in pretty hard to Larry. It was working for a while there.
I mean, he mentioned multiple substances in this episode, yeah. So we don't know what he was on at the restaurant.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, he had taken an edible before going on stage.
Yeah, he took an edible after coming off stage, right. But then was maybe about to take some MDMA.
Yeah, edible and MDMA is a mood.
Hell of a combo.
Yeah, yeah. What else is on the top five? If we can get to five.
Yeah, I don't think I can get to five, yeah. But I just love the fact that now there's like a widespread, like we can just smile and point and laugh and get along through life, because it gets me along just fine too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't hear worth shit. So yeah. I do a lot of smiling and nodding.
I'm actually pretty hard of hearing. I don't like talk about it a ton, but like I do have like a hard time hearing people. It's why I'm really bad with like accents on TV. So I need like closed captioning on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also have like weird ear stuff, like phobic stuff. I talk about the eyes a lot, but the ears a little bit. And like the idea of like sticking pieces of paper in my ears that they could get lost, Akiva. You can't guarantee that you're going to be able to reclaim those pieces of paper.
I'm
afraid
that piece of paper, if it gets like cut up and you know, if maybe falls apart a little bit, that could be there for the rest of your life.
And like, I'm not going to like be good with that. Like, I didn't ask for these guys to be part of my family.
Yeah, no, that
I was
is,
never
I
intending to put tissue paper in my ear canals, but now I'm going to have a phobia of it for the rest of my life. Oh.
I thought you were going to say you were going to try it for the sake of the podcast.
Oh, no, definitely not. You told me it's going to get stuck in my ears.
Regardless of your position on it, I can't imagine that anyone would say that this is a good thing to do during a podcast. Is to like put pieces of paper in between your ears or in your ears.
It would be a good bit and just like nod along or guess.
Yeah,
like I'm, you know, reading your lips or something.
Maybe you should try this for Robin Akiva, name a puppy.
Okay. Wait, what name did we agree to?
Yeah.
Dumpster?
Yeah, dumpster. Yeah. And so like whatever Rob is pitching, you're just like smiling and agreeing, nodding with.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
The exact opposit of what Akiva usually does. So it should go over really well.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's how that would be the tell.
Yeah. It would be pretty obvious, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just tired. It was a long Sunday, but I was real. And I obviously I wanted to come in and like love this episode and be like, season 11 is great and you're all crazy. But I didn't like it.
You must be watching Curb Your Enthusiasm right now.
Yeah. I did think it was kind of boring. DJ, are you sure it's not the kind of thing that like you're on the podcast, so you want to like the episode that you podcast about? I find this happens a lot on community building. You're like, well, I want to give it like a four.
I can't guarantee that it's not that because I only watched the episode after I was asked to be a guest on this podcast.
Yeah.
So now you know the timeline.
Yeah. That's impacting it, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, I have so many like memory, like my dad's favorite shows were Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. I grew up watching.
Your dad was a huge LD guy, right?
Yes, my dad was a huge LD guy. My dad, like, kind of was an LD guy.
Yeah.
But like, my brother and me were watching Curb with him way younger than it was ever appropriate.
Like, even
to do
a little
so.
Bit appropriate, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this show
came out when we were in elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, Curb on its worst days can get very inappropriate. So that's
Yeah, so I mean, I have very specific memories that are really special to me, tied to last season where it finished up right before my dad passed, and yeah. we would talk about each episode the morning after. And actually, he usually would end up spoiling me accidentally because he thought that I watched.
No.
Yeah, he thought that I watched the night before. Yeah. But eventually, towards the end of the season, he actually would wait to watch it with me. So we would sit together in his bedroom and watch Curb, and then we would chat about it. And like, I just remember talking with him about how perfect it was of the way that they wrapped season 10 up, and how we didn't think that they were going to do a season 11 because the way that season 10 ended was just so perfect. And when I saw that they were making a season 11, like I had just so many different kinds of emotions. I just really didn't know what to think about it. But, you know, I do definitely just have a lot of nostalgia goggles about the show in general.
I think that that it's hard not to like feel like if you're like a big Curb person. We were talking about this a little bit last week of like, if you can have like mediocre Curb or no Curb, are you going to be the one, Akiva, who picks no Curb, you know?
We'll find out. I mean, last week we said, yeah, but like, what if we're on week five and it's like, well, it hasn't hit its stride yet this season, you know?
Yeah. I think season 10 was probably a good spot to call it.
I think that's what my dad decided on his life.
The spite store. Is this a spite season? Is this like kind of careful what you wish for? You wanted more?
It could be.
I think so. Yeah. I just think because like it doesn't really have that bite to it. I almost feel like they're getting a little softer.
Yeah.
So
I still think it could be good. Slow I don't to think, start.
Yeah. I agree. I think it'll pick up. I wanted this episode to be good, but I'm willing to give it next week and see if there's some more laughs and stuff.
We if memory serves, we tried to rank the episodes as we went last season. Is that right? Is that a thing we did?
That's
right.
True. Yes.
This is a
we will not remember this episode by 5 weeks from now, but let's do it for now.
Well, this is a
hopefully you will remember this episode of the podcast that I was on more than the show.
Well, we got to put 5 foot fence before Angel Muffin.
Yeah.
This is a 1 minute 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is the worst episode of the season. Be great.
Yeah.
I hope so. I agree.
I think this episode is a solid B. So I also hope that this is the worst episode of the season.
There was at least one, maybe even two or three episodes last season that were worse than this, honestly. Uh-huh. But they tried more things. It just struck out. Like this episode tried almost nothing. But some of those episodes were like unwatchably bad, whereas this was just a little like plotty and slow.
Also, just gotta say, I thought that like throwing a fit about the steak was really that steak looked bad. I don't want to leave here without saying that I thought that the steak that he was really upset about just didn't look.
I mean, it could have been like the 10th take, and like it was just getting gross at that point.
It was just like really like thin little slices.
Yeah,
of, like,
it was
really
like salad steak.
Meat.
It wasn't like a steak that you eat.
If you're still hungry, go get an ice cream. You know, I think that wasn't the thing to plant your flag over. Anyway, that's Curb this week. Let's do some plugs. Akiva, what is happening on Renap? You guys just went all in on the Olsons.
Yes, we did the Olsen twins. People had been asking us. I said, you know what? It's been done. And people are like, too bad. You have to do them. It was one of the first ones we've ever basically been forced to do. But people really liked it. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think people liked it. And Rob and I really enjoyed it.
How does it feel to be when you have like a topic forced, foisted upon you?
Foisted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes I'm right. And it's like, see, I told you. I won't mention. But like it's happened before a bunch of times. This time I was wrong. And the people were right. So.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
I don't think there's any way to go wrong when it comes to Lindsay Wilson. Yeah. I think that's the solution.
Okay. So we did that on Renap. We did. I got NGOG with Jason Kurz Rivera coming right after this.
Ooh, nice.
Football on 32 Fans. And is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. I think those are my podcasts.
Sweet. Deidre, you were just on the Shit 90s pod talking to Julia Roberts.
Yes, this is Julia
Roberts.
Pronounce it
Julia
month.
Roberts?
That's
how Josh pronounced
Julia
it.
Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
We don't need to go into how Josh pronounces actresses' names, but yes, Shit 90 Shows taught me as doing Julia Roberts month for her birthday month of November.
Which movie did you talk about?
I was on for Notting Hill. So sorry, Jess, if I'm not allowed to talk about it, but it is not going to be released yet by the time this Curb podcast is out. So I was not told to have an embargo, so, you know.
I'll come on for Ben is Back, Julia Roberts doing Ben is
Back. What is Ben is Back?
Ben is Back is, I know you have a lot of Bens in your life.
Yeah, it's many. I could do a Ben ranking for sure.
Yes, it's like a dark Julia Roberts movie. Basically, like, her drug-addicted son comes home for Christmas, but he's also, like, you know, not really allowed in the house, and he's, like, you know, done some criminal stuff, and it's very gritty.
Is this the one with Timothée Chalamet?
No, I think Lucas Hedges is her son.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. They're the only two that can like play teenagers still.
She's trying to win an Oscar, but the movie wasn't good enough. Like, it's like, I'm going to try and win an Oscar. I bet like her agent said the day she signed that role, like, all right, you got the Oscar, and like never got considered for it.
Yeah,
and,
so Akiva, I hate to break it to you, but a movie that came out like 2 years ago could not be covered on a podcast called Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. So you might be waiting a really long time for your invite to talk about that movie.
I thought she was just like, you know, she's from the 90s, but we could talk about anything.
Yeah.
No, it's just 90s movies. So
we'll talk about Ben is Back when we do the Ben Ranking podcast.
Yes.
We'll put that on the list. The Ben Ranking podcast could sustain for years.
Forever.
The 90s, by the way, like, there's millions the 90s of them. Such good branding. Like, no, like this, I guess, will be the 20s ultimately, but like the last two decades really had no name. It's gonna hurt it for all sort of future media.
I think that's right. I think the further along in this thing we call life we go, referring to this as anything other than just like the shit time, I don't know, like, just like, you can't really get it by a number.
It's garbage time.
Yeah, the trash years.
Literal dumpster.
Dumpster. Yeah, Angel Muffin. Yes. Is, do you want to try
ravioli all over me,
Akiva? Do you want to try and say it or no?
Say Angel Muffin.
Yeah,
there you go. You got it.
You got it.
You're on the board. Put them on the board. Yes.
Angel Muffin sounds like a tasty treat, like an angel food cake, but as a muffin.
Yeah,
that'd be good. I would eat an Angel Muffin.
It does sound like a sweet treat.
So many things happening on post show recaps. We have your whole Sunday HBO night lineup taken care of. We already have the Succession pod out. The Insecure pod is already out. This is the last one out the gate. We're getting them all out on Monday this week.
So proud.
Recaps podcast feed is clocked.
Look at y'all
with your Sunday night HBO coverage. Dexter New Blood coming back real soon. LaTanya and I are covering that. Akiva, do you think that we're I'm being a lunatic by covering Dexter as a podcast?
It's one of those, like, I would want to see how good it was, because like do the first episode, then like if it sucks, you could be stuck there.
Yeah, Kirsten said in a Facebook post that she wishes I loved myself more when I said I'm doing the Dexter podcast. I thought that was
someone
like,
with like five podcasts about terrible shows.
I thought that was good. Good checking in.
What's better, Riverdale or Dexter? I don't know.
Probably Riverdale.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean,
is there
maybe
a Gargoyle King in Dexter?
Not yet.
There could be.
That certainly sounds like somebody that you could see Dexter going up against. So whether or not there's a Gargoyle King in New Blood, we don't know, but we will be covering it. We've got another preview show coming out this week, where we're going to talk about the series finale of Dexter as it currently stands. We're going to go back and watch it. Is it as bad as everyone says? We will see. The show comes back on Sunday night, so that's happening. Tons of other stuff. Just too much to name. Just check it out. Everything that we've got going on, find post show recaps on your podcatcher of choice. Great month to sign up for the Patreon, November 1st. As always, the perfect time, start of the month. You get charged as soon as you sign up. So don't sign up at the end of the month. Sign up early on in the month. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps if you want to support post show recaps. Come hang out in the casino. Deidre will tell you all about it. Deidre, do you have any sense of Akiva, do you have any sense of your coins, actually, is my question.
How are you doing got a Mario big fat goose egg.
Did you zero out? Did you not check in on your coins and you got zeroed out?
Oh, is that what happens if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm double checking. Checking Akiva's coinage right now.
That's not fair.
Why he's like no longer considered by Wario to have an account.
Yeah, it's not letting me check your coins.
I'll come back when they when Wario least expects it.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. 2 weeks of no chancing, and Wario's going to begin the process of clearing you out.
It was like it was a you know I did it and became you know it becomes yeah. your life and
it
then
does
it's like
it does
it's like you know do I it's a like, lot. I have so many addictions already like do I
do
need
you need
to...
this one too? I think that's a very adult decision of like mm-hmm. I like to but like know your you like you know like I think I can kick this one. Mm-hmm. I think that I could take this addiction off of my plate. Like,
yeah, I have to do this or like stop drinking caffeine. And right. I chose caffeine over it.
Yeah, I think that that's a wise choice. If you can tolerate both caffeine and casinos, come check out the Wario Casino, patreon.com/boshorecaps. Anything else, Akiva?
Not much. Yeah. We'll be back next week with a different guest and I think hopefully a better episode, but not
bar.
A better guest because Deidre did a great job.
Aww, the mini bar. Deidre, what's going to be in the mini bar?
The mini bar in the episode. Oh, is that the that's what bar. The episode's name is?
Yeah, the mini
bar. Oh,
yeah.
Ravioli.
Yeah.
Rigamaroli.
Mini bar rigamaroli or ravioli sounds gross.
yeah, it does.
I don't love that.
No, Larry's gonna get charged like $50 for some macadamia nuts, and it's gonna be like the 90s all over again.
Akiva, have you ever like taken things out of a mini bar at a hotel to put stuff in and then get charged for the
yes.
things you took out?
Yes, that has happened to me.
That's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has happened to me. And right, Larry, as Deidre said, basically a billionaire. He's going to complain yeah. over $11 yeah. for like a roller. Yeah.
Larry's yeah. going to stand in the lobby of the hotel fighting to have the charge reversed.
We've seen it before.
Yeah. Oh, we have. Yeah. The pickle gambit.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. All right. We'll be back next week for the mini bar. Deidre, thanks for swinging through. Such a pleasure.
So much fun. Always a pleasure to talk LD.
Yes. All right. We'll be back with more LD next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.